Good morning, everybody. Tammy Millington, thank you for listening on the radio, internet radio with Jesus Christ. I don't know the name. Anyways, so I just thank God for this day. Today is the day the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. So, yesterday, I was reading in the Bible, and it was in the Chronicles, and I found some really interesting stuff in the Chronicles about the kings, how many kings were presented to take to rule Israel. And some of the kings were good kings, some of the kings were bad kings, some were like on fire for God in the beginning of time, where they said they did right in the eyes of the Lord, and then they got to the point that they got too high in power and pride took over, and with pride comes destruction. So, and then God came in and with anger because they disobeyed. They disobeyed the commandments. They were not, you know, they didn't walk in the right way. So he came in and he took the kingdom away from that king. And then from there, he reigned until he died. And then the next son came in. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord. And he put up this, he did that, he did idols, he worshipped so much stuff and was bad and led his people into evil. And so he died and the next one came and did the right things in front of God. And one actually followed through and did everything, and God was pleased with him. And then he died, and then he had a son, and he became king, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord. It's like, you saw your father do good, he prospered. At one time, he got too prideful, and then he humbled himself. That was Hezekiah. And then his son, Manasseh, came into the picture. He did evil in the sight of the Lord. And when he was 55, he became king. But it was so bad. He did so much evil in the sight of the Lord that he brought sorcery and talked to mediums and got into these spirits, whatever, and then the Lord brought King Assyria into the picture to capture his son Manasseh and put hooks on him and bound him and took him away. And he humbled himself, and he cried out to God, and he greatly, greatly humbled himself. And God heard his cry, and God heard his supplication and his prayer, and then God returned him back to Jerusalem, and through that, he tore down all the idols, all the Asherah poles that he built, and he did more on top of that. And then I read in Ezra was talking about King Cyrus, and when Cyrus was king, he gave the people commands that they would help the Israelites with anything they need to build the temple back up, to rebuild God's temple. And I'm like, wow, King Cyrus gave them. And then they started giving them this and that, bulls and gold, and put everything back in the temple that everybody stole. And there was so much that people, that they stole from the temple of the Lord. And so it was, and then they were commanded to worship and give thanks and give alms to the temple of the Lord. Because they like, we don't want God's anger upon us. So my thought on that was, today, what is going on today? Nobody is, you know, that reverence for God in the church and giving alms and worshiping and bowing down. Nobody bows down anymore in church. Nobody, you know, I don't see that going on. And I don't see that they reverence God by giving to the Lord. It's really sad that today's church and today the Christians today are not like Christians in the past, in the Old Testament. And I'm not saying all of them are like that. I know we do have some that are reverence for God and walking in the pathway, giving themselves, giving their time, their talents, their treasures. There's a lot of us out there doing that. And in the Bible, they said the whole community of Judah, the whole community. And I'm sure that's a lot of people that gave all, that were there to worship God at the temple and bow down. That's amazing how they came together as a congregation. So I'm gonna go back to Ezra. And I'm gonna search out some things that I was listening to on the radio. So King Cyrus of Persia says, "The Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth. And he has appointed me to build a temple for him at Jerusalem in Judah. Any of his people among you may go up to Jerusalem in Judah and build the temple of the Lord, the God of Israel, the God who is in Jerusalem. And may their God be with them. And in any locality where survivors may now be living, the people are to provide them with silver and gold, with goods and livestock, and with free will offerings for the temple of God in Jerusalem." It's like back in the time, people gave to God's people. And I know there's a pastor of my, I go to my church, and my pastor's wholeheartedly, he gives himself, he gives him time, he gives his treasure out of his own pocket, he gives his treasure. And I'm so grateful and so thankful for his obedience and his love for people. He is walking this thing out. He constantly thinks about other people and loving on them And his biggest thing is hugs. He loves to give hugs. And he said, if we just give a hug to somebody, that it changes their whole life. It changes their what's going on in them. And they just melt when someone gives you a hug. So he always gets, when he hugs me, he gives me bear hugs. I can't breathe. But that takes me back to a time when my brother Danny, when he was able to give me a hug. Every time I seen him, he'd give me a big old bear hug. And I would say, Danny, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. Please stop hugging me. But now, God bless him, that he's not able to give me a hug no more. And he lives in a nursing home. But he's still loved, and he's still cared for, and God still loves him, even though he's in a position that he can't come home right now. So I just wanted to share that with you, because that really touched my heart last night. And getting into the Bible, reading the Word, it's very interesting. Very interesting, actually, to read it. And then I was reading it, and it was so intriguing. It was like so interesting to find out how the people lived back then, what kind of life they lived when they were, you know, walking with God or not walking with God. And sometimes they had to really ask for forgiveness. And that's another part. When they asked for forgiveness, they had priests slaughter bulls. And one time, they had to bring, after they consecrated the whole temple, after they destroyed it, and after they took everything out and defiled it, it came back to them, and they had to consecrate it. They had to consecrate everything in it. They had to consecrate themselves, and they had to consecrate the bulls. And so everybody brought a bull, a lamb, and they started bringing offerings to the Lord. But they slaughtered a bull and splashed the blood on the altar. They slaughtered a lamb and a goat, and slaughtered a goat, splashed the blood on the altar, and they slaughtered the lamb and splashed the blood on the altar. And I was thinking about that, and I'm like, oh my gosh. And then I started crying. I started crying because Jesus is the last sacrifice. Jesus sacrificed his blood for all mankind, not just the Israelites, not just, you know, not just the ones that said yes to the Lord, but all mankind. And we don't have to worry about being slaughtering animals anymore. And his blood splashed against that altar, and that was it. No more. No more blood splattering. He was the last one that splattered the blood. And now, all we have to do is repent, confess our sins, and then God forgives us and be set free and walk in the newness with Jesus Christ and walk in the path that God has planned for us. For he says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for good and not of evil, to prosper you and bring you hope in the future. But first, he says, if my people will humble themselves and pray, cry out to me, then I will hear from them and heal their land. So he's waiting for his people to humble themselves and cry out to him, and then healing comes after that. We need it. If we're walking in the Lord and we get too high and mighty and prideful, we get God doesn't, you know, God's not pleased with that. He loves us no matter what. He loves us no matter what. But he don't like us having pride. So we need to humble ourselves before him and keep ourselves humble before him. We need to walk in humility, even with those who aren't with him. And another thing. To love, my pastor always talks about love in church. He says to love those, even those around us that are not with us, still love them. God loves the drunk. God loves the prostitute. God loves the drug dealer. God loves them. He don't like the sin, but he loves them, and he's waiting for his children to be a light into their lives. So if you're around anyone that's going through something like that, God wants you to be that light, for Jesus is the light of the world. And if Jesus lives in us, then we're the light of the world. We're supposed to follow his footsteps. So, when my pastor was talking about that, I was sitting there on the floor listening to him, and I was thinking, it's easy to love those that are lovable, that can love you back. It's easy to love those who love you back, but it's harder to love those who don't love at all. So that's where we really need to shine, in those people that it's hard to love. At your job, in a store, maybe somebody cut you off in traffic. Instead of giving them number one finger, you give them like, oh, okay, Jesus loves you, and pray for them so God can, you know, pray for them to drive smarter and wiser. I do all the time. I was like, oh, God, please let this traffic drive smart today. Help these people to use wisdom on this road. Let nobody get in accidents today, God. Not while I'm on the traffic road. And not when I'm not on the traffic, because I don't want to say that. I want everybody to be protected. So, yeah, to love those that are hard to love. And I know that's not easy. I'm in a position, but I'm in two positions, that sometimes it's good and sometimes it's not so good. But God put me where I'm at to be a light into the darkness. And that's what we need to be, a light into the darkness. And Jesus says, I'm sending you out as sheep to be with the wolves, lambs. I'm sending you out as lambs to the wolves. Just be a be, what is it, shrewd like a dove and, or not shrewd like a dove, gentle as a dove and shrewd as a snake. I don't remember. Maybe that's it. I don't know. But something like that. That's what it said in the Bible, something like that. But, yeah, so just remember that you're the light of the world, and Jesus lives in you. So continue to be that light in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening. May God be with you in this, in your journey, in your walk with Him. And remember to stay humble and love those around you. Amen. Okay, thank you for having me on the line.
You're welcome.
God bless y'all.
God bless. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
Bye.